This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
What to do about healthcare workers returning from Ebola-stricken West Africa? New York and New Jersey now say quarantine them, but experts and the White House say they're going too far.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, October 27th, 2014. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. A weekend of back and forth between two governors, the federal government and a nurse, sounds like a beginning of a bad joke, about mandatory quarantines left more questions than answers. And at the heart of the debate, would the quarantines on health workers who just are returning from treating Ebola patients in West Africa, would this help end the spread of the virus? Or with this discourage medical aid workers from helping fight the global crisis? And that is what's going on in terms of the three states that have enacted these quarantines. That would be New York, New Jersey, and Illinois, and saying anyone traveling from having direct contact with Ebola patients in West Africa will have to be quarantined for 21 days. New York has updated it and said that it can be a house quarantine. They can be quarantined at their homes. Now, there is a nurse who has been quarantined at a hospital, and she is going to file suit against the state of New Jersey. And the Illinois Governor Pat Quinn's office said the quarantine would be a home quarantine as well. And it is a protective measure, and they are saying that it's too important for it to be a voluntary quarantine. So this mandatory.
So how do you feel? How do you feel about it?
You know what? I'm not mad at the quarantine.
I'm not mad at the quarantine either.
I'm not, and especially...
And I'm kind of mad at the workers who don't want to be quarantined.
Yeah. The doctor is a prime example of that. Even though, you know, he was monitoring his temperature and all of that stuff, and he was the first one to go in when his temperature spiked, but he was doing everything, and that's what everybody wants to do. They're coming back home, and they want to do everything
and
go everywhere.
My thing. There's a, like it or not, real or not, there's a panic.
Yes.
Okay? If the panic is unfounded, so be it. It's still a panic.
And I don't mind erring
people,
on the state.
And when you don't want to follow the quarantine rules and guidelines, you are just spreading the panic.
Yeah.
Not the disease.
Yeah.
The panic. And the panic
and
is
that's far
worse
more dangerous than it appears the Ebola
the
has been. Yeah.
Yeah, because people
the
are just
of the disease.
The people are just panicking.
Yeah.
And so why not just give, you've already given up a big chunk of your life to go help people.
Right.
Why not give up 21 days?
And you're not in
to keep people from panicking.
These cases, the governors, I know the New York governor Cuomo said they're willing to pay the people if their businesses that they work for are not. So you're not losing any money.
Yeah.
And you're not, you know, in that case, and
just
sit down.
Just sit
somewhere.
Down for 21 days.
Please. Nancy Snyderman. Four members of the Florida A&M University Marching 100 Band are set to go on trial today for the hazing death of the drum major Robert Champion in 2011. 15 students and a bus director were originally charged in the beating death of Champion hours after a FAMU football game in Orlando. Now, the four members on trial for felony, hazing, and manslaughter. And this all goes back to Robert Champion and two other band members who were pummeled with drumsticks, mallets, and fists of the bandmates as they made their way from the front of the bus to the back, a ritual known as crossing bus seat.
This will happen in Tallahassee?
This happens starting today, yeah.
Starting today.
Mm-hmm. And another student has died from the Washington State school shooting that happened on Friday. This young woman was one of those killed. She died overnight in Washington State, and her name was Gia Soriano. She died last night, and this is a result of the shooting by Jalen Freiberg. And a reminder that daylight saving time ends this weekend. So just so you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, starting Sunday morning.
So we have less?
No, you have more. You get your hour back.
Oh, we do.
Fall back.
And this is Halloween weekend.
This is Halloween weekend, but Saturday night, Sunday morning, we fall back an hour.
I love it when you don't tell them and they show up to church and look all weird. That's the
thing.
That's
the
part of going to church.
Early.
They're so
and
early.
Sorry, Kansas City Royals. They lost last night.
Don't worry, Kansas Giants. City. Don't worry. It's going seven games.
Yeah, it's going to have to.
and it is.
Okay.
And we'll win in Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll win.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Barbecue for everybody.
Okay.
On me.